This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Welcome. Hope that you're well today. It was the late American writer and author Irma Bombeck who once told about taking an airline flight to Chicago. And about 30 minutes before the plane was to take off, she settled down in her seat wanting to be quiet, alone. She had a busy morning, didn't particularly want to talk to anyone. She wanted a bit of peace and quiet. But then she heard the voice of an elderly woman sitting next to her. "I bet it's cold in Chicago," she said. "Yes," replied Irma, "I think it's probably likely," and she hoped that the conversation would end. But then the lady said, "I haven't been to Chicago for nearly 3 years. My son lives there." "Well, that's nice," Irma said, hoping that she'd realise she was reading a book. But the woman said, "My husband's body, you see, is on this plane. We've been married 53 years. I don't drive. And when he died, a nun drove me home from the hospital, and we aren't even Catholics. And the funeral director let me come to the airport with him." And as Irma stopped, she said, "I don't think I've ever detested myself more than I did at that moment. Here it was, another human being was screaming to be heard, and in desperation she turned to a cold stranger, me. I was more interested in reading a novel than in real life. She needed no advice, no money, no assistance. All she needed was someone to listen." Well, that story helped me understand what Jesus was saying in Matthew 5, verse 7, the New Testament says, "God blesses those people who are merciful. They will be treated with mercy." You see, we forget about the importance of showing mercy to other people. We think it's not important. Well, actually, it is. Like in the classic My Fair Lady, Eliza Doolittle is courted by a man named Freddie, and Freddie writes her love letters every day. And Eliza's response to all his love letters was to say, "Words, words, I'm sick of words. Don't talk to me of stars burning above." She said, "If you're in love, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make no undying vow. If you love me," she said, "show me now." Well, that's one illustration, isn't it? The actions of mercy can be simple as listening to a person who is hurting, like the lady was at the airport. Mercy has many faces. John MacArthur says that mercy is not the silent, passive pity that never seems to help in a tangible way. Mercy is genuine compassion with a pure, unselfish attitude that reaches out to help. I think the most obvious way we can show mercy is through acts like the Good Samaritan story from the Bible. In other words, a merciful person does more than just feel mercy. He or she does something about it. It's love in action. It's not just an attitude. And it's more than feeling sorry for people. It's actually doing something, and it doesn't exclude anyone. And in that parable of the Good Samaritan that Jesus gave, the man doing all the helping was actually a Samaritan person. The man receiving the help was a Jew, and they were actually sworn enemies. There was mutual hatred between the Jews and the Samaritans. So most Samaritans would have joined the priest and the Levite and crossed the road not to get involved. And I think many times we're just as bad as that. We want to pick and choose who we show mercy to. If someone hurts us or does something wrong to us, the last thing we want to do is to be merciful. We'd rather get back at that person. I read about a man who went to the doctor, and the doctor told him he had rabies. So the man took out a piece of paper and started writing, and the doctor thought he was writing his will. He said, "Wait a minute, you don't have to write your will. You're not going to die." The man said, "Doctor, I'm not writing my will. I'm making a list of people I want to bite." Now, that's not helpful, because mercy includes the people you don't like, because Jesus said, "Then happy are the merciful." Now, the Jewish audience at that time would have been surprised to hear Jesus say that, because the Jews and the Romans, they had no mercy. They were condemning others all the time. And the Romans, they glorified things like justice and courage and power, but certainly not mercy. So mercy was considered then a sign of weakness. But I think mercy is best seen in the person of Jesus Christ. You look at the story of Jesus, he reached out to people. He never did harm to others, but he healed the sick and he helped those who were crippled or the blind or those who were deaf. And he even brought back people from death to life. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful attribute called mercy. May we be counted as those who do show mercy. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.